A climate change bill could let the oil companies slip through.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Three senators, Democrat John Kerry, Independent Joe Lieberman, and Republican Lindsey Graham, are about to introduce a major piece of climate change legislation. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports the measure may include a sweetheart deal for big oil.
The three senators aren't ready to talk specifics yet. But it looks like the bill could let oil companies off the hook for carbon emissions. And instead, gas would be taxed, and we'd pay for it at the pump. Tom Kloza is chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. He says oil companies and their home states would obviously love this. But
the problem is that politically, raising a tax on anything these days, particularly gasoline, is probably a very, very difficult task.
Kloza and others say it doesn't matter if oil companies pay directly for their carbon emissions. They just pass the cost on to us anyway. Sander Cohan is at ESAI, an energy consulting firm.
A fee at the pump really is much more transparent. This translates directly through to an ultimate gasoline price.
It's too soon to talk about the mechanics of such a tax, but it would probably be pegged to the price of carbon on the open market, which means it could fluctuate. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Foreign car makers are invading Britain to make low-carbon vehicles. Nissan announced today it will produce its electric car in the country. Also today, Ford won almost $500 million in loan guarantees from the British government to make energy-efficient cars. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the country's green auto dreams.
Ford makes half of all its diesel engines here, and the British government's determined to protect that investment and promote greener transport. Under the deal unveiled today, Ford will be helped to develop low-carbon emission gas engines. Britain's aim is to turn itself into a world leader for green vehicles. Professor David Bailey is with the Coventry University Business School. He says cutting carbon emissions is the way forward for the auto industry.
Once the world economy recovers again, we'll see high oil prices and from here on in, high energy prices. So we need to shift towards much more fuel efficient, low carbon vehicles anyway in terms of energy independence.
The Japanese car company Nissan is also getting help from the British government. The company now plans to build its mass-market electric car, the Leaf, in the UK, the first time it'll be manufactured outside Japan and the US. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European stocks are down just slightly this morning. Asian markets lost around 0.5%, but yesterday a report that U.S. inflation remains non-existent helped the Dow gain 45 points to 10,733, and that is a 17-month high. And shares of Nike rose after the bell. The shoemaker said it earned $500 million in the third quarter. That's more than double what it did a year ago.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard. Reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com. By Discovery, from the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
It's a big week in the healthcare business. The House could vote on a healthcare overhaul this weekend, and today is Match Day, the day 15,000 graduating medical students find out where they will learn how to be doctors, and the day the nation's hospitals choose which students will be placed in which specialties. Author Brian Yule wrote about the secretive process known as matching in his book Match Day. Brian, welcome.
Good to be here.
So how does this matching process work? It's not just med students get to pick where they're going to live and work?
No, they actually start the process much like any interview process and apply to hospitals and go on interviews, but then they have to rank the order of places they want to go to. And the hospitals rank the order of their preference, and then a computer algorithm kind of tries to find the best pair.
What is that day like, the process, the day for these medical students?
Match day is an intense day. They all gather at their schools and they get handed an envelope. And in that envelope, it says one name. That's where they're going. And different medical schools have different traditions. Some call students up one by one and have them open up their envelope in front of all their classmates and their family.
Oh, it sounds grueling and tearful and joyful, depending.
It is. And at those places, they often have traditions where the students will drop a dollar in a fishbowl so that the person who unfortunately is waiting until the very end to get to go up there at least gets a little prize.
And do the financial realities of the healthcare system come into play? Is it different for a med student who wants to be in, radiology versus one who's going into general practice?
Absolutely. So medical students talk about something called the road to happiness. Radiology, ophthalmology, anesthesiology, dermatology, these are fields that have flexible lifestyles and higher pay. And there's not necessarily as many spots. Also, there's less emergencies, so you have more control over your schedule.
I mentioned the health overhaul being discussed in Congress. Is that going to change match day?
I don't think it will change match day. What it does is, for all these people about to become doctors, there are a lot of unknowns in their future. So obviously there's the unknown on match day in terms of where they will end up, but there's also an unknown for the future of medicine.
Brian Yule is the author of the book Match Day. That's today. Brian, thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And finally, when you type a web address like hotmail.com, sometimes you misspell it. That is why a California exercise equipment company has bought domain names including hootmail.com, hanotmail.com, and hotmajil.com. If you commit one of those typos, you'll be directed to exercise equipment. Microsoft says this typo squatting confuses consumers, and the Seattle PI reports Microsoft has filed a lawsuit. The equipment company says, hey, it's like building a hotel next to Disneyland. You're just putting yourself in a good location. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.